following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Anybody's having any trouble listening on the air because of the rain and stuff, you can go online to www.am1240wgbb.com and listen to us on the live audio streaming. And also on our website, www.itcamefromtheradio.com, there's live chatting, so you can go on there and you can talk to your fellow listeners about the show that you are now listening to. And also on the GBB website, we have a live webcam. You can go on watch webcam, I believe it is. You type in the password, which is provided, and you can see us right now on the webcam with a little sign waving hi, except for Hassan, because he didn't want to get a sign away. Because it's a monsoon outside.
They can't read the signs anyway.
Yeah, people can read the signs.
They can't read the signs.
Oh, okay. And the number here is 631-888-8811. So let me just take it away with the news. I'm going to try one more time. Flataka! Haha! It's still going on June 25th through July 19th at the Abrazo Internal Gallery Clemente Sotebeles Cultural and Educational Center.
Much better.
Thank you. It's only been, 4 weeks I've been trying it.
Those tapes worked, huh?
Yeah.
The Rosetta Stone tapes. that they charitably sent you in the mail.
Sorry. Yeah, no, change your last name.
Jones.
Yeah, to Jones. Samson.
It's a celebration of Hispanic comic book art and cultural stuff. Just go to www.fwacata.blogspot.com. That's FWACATA.
That is a great sound if you, had the wherewithal to say it the minute you hit someone in the face. I was like, Wathwataka! It's like saying Shazam when you punch someone.
Well, like Godzilla versus a monster.
The third Austin Powers movie with Beyonce, and every time she punched someone, she said Shazam. That did it for me every time.
Yeah.
Wathwataka! Sleepy time.
Sounds like a Japanese monster fighting Godzilla. Godzilla versus
What the God.
And Herman murders the mood again.
Let me see what news I can have here. Okay. Here's something. In an interview.
So well prepared.
I have a whole bunch. It's always which I'm going to start with. In an interview to promote Inception, the new movie that's coming out this weekend, director Christopher Nolan says that he would not disclose what villain or villains might take place in the next Batman film due out in July 20th, 2012, but it will not be the Joker.
Of course not.
He says, for me, Heath was a definitive Joker. It wouldn't feel appropriate to readdress that character. Because no more Joker.
And since, unfortunately, Heath is dead, he trumps just about anybody else who would try to play that role afterwards. Not to mention, in spite of the fact that I thought the movie was crap, I thought his performance was brilliant. So
I'll agree with that statement.
Me too.
I'll agree with that.
Okay.
I didn't see it, but I'll agree with him.
You pay me enough.
Let him know. Thanks, kids, and you right on the sale.
I hope they're listening.
It's the same given to me. Independence Day.
I hope they're giving it a good listen.
Still in his packaging. Didn't even open the wrapper. Still says, Happy Birthday, Herman on it.
So, and on eBay, said, this movie sucks. $5.
Thanks,
people love that movie, man. You go and try to have discussions about that movie online, and you will get thrashed by super fans. People love that movie. They think it's the most genius comic book hero movie
Christian Bale hits girls.
He doesn't hit any girls in the movie.
He runs around hitting women going,
yeah, exactly. No girls got hit in the movie.
We do not condone.
It came from the radio and the comic novels and MFC Studios. Yes. Do not condone the beating of women. under any circumstances. Even if they stole your wallet.
All right, next news.
Okay, yes, next news.
Is my new film, What the God?
from the desk of Herman Sinertia.
Oh, no. He's got a desk? Yeah, he gave him a desk.
He has a whole desk. He got the desk because he did so well.
Desks are for human beings.
He did so well with the one woman breaking news.
Yeah.
He gets his own desk. He gets his own desk.
Which we gave him and he sold
right on eBay.
The next day. Because he didn't like the desk.
Didn't even take it out the box.
Who was supposed to get
it? Made a beautiful mahogany, and it was sold instantly on the radio.
And the chair had rich Corinthian leather.
Batman.
Very nice.
It was announced earlier this week that John Lithgow has joined the cast of the upcoming Planet of the Apes prequel, which is called Rise of the Apes.
And the Machines, and the Rise of Cobra, and the Revenge of the Fallen. Sorry.
You ruined my plan again.
John Lithgow will play James Franco.
What the God?
Franco. Okay, I can't read this. Francisco?
San Francisco?
Going to it.
He's playing Samuel Francisco.
Franco's?
Franco's.
Right, he'll play James.
Oh my God,
Franco.
Now everybody knows we're reading.
Well, they can see it on the
It's not spontaneous.
He'll play his father, who was stricken with Alzheimer's, and which the basis for the entire chimp uprising.
The chimp uprising.
In the film, James Franco plays a young scientist looking for a cure who inadvertently turns his apes into super intelligent revolutionary apes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is the Taliban involved with this?
Yeah, that sounds a little goofy. Gitchy.
The female lead, Frida Pinto, who was in Slumdog Millionaire, will play the female lead in this movie. And Don Cheadle is rumored to be
Don Cheadle. There's rumored to be in it as Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle as himself.
Yeah. he
and
might show
Don
up.
Cheadle. He's like. It's like Apache Chief.
You got more
chief.
Information than I did.
He's Apache Chief. He's like at the end of every announcement of a cast.
I'm into it.
You know, Sigourney Weaver, William Hurt, and Don Cheadle as Don Cheadle.
You know,
Andy Serkis is going to play the eight. Andy Serkis is playing Caesar.
There you go.
Well done.
So it actually reminds
me. Don't go to the Senate House.
Hassan was saying about the Don Cheadle reminds me of when I saw Predators this week. I saw a trailer for Machete, and it said introducing Don Johnson. Like he's going to be just walking in. Hey, I'm Don Johnson.
That's funny.
All right. Speaking of people.
Wait a minute. One question before you segue off.
Yeah.
It's called. Rise of the Apes?
That's what it's called.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes? That would be in keeping with the rest of the other titles of the story?
Planet Rising?
No, it would be Rise of the Planet of the Apes. The Planet of the Apes, it would be the rise of a planet dominated by apes. It works grammatically.
All right.
Rise of the Apes is just terrible.
Rise to Apes.
Attack of the Clones. Rise of the Apes. Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the Fallen.
What are you going to do?
Rise of Cobra. It's just been done so many times.
You're right. Hassan is right.
Thank you.
You know, there is no apes in makeup. It's all CGI.
It's all real apes.
It's all real apes.
Yeah, well, the Taliban's going to help us.
Hi, I'm Don Cheadle, and these aren't actors. They are real apes.
These are real apes.
Thank you.
I trained them myself.
Yes.
Wow, Don Cheadle's amazing.
I lost my segue, but speaking of large beast-like creatures,
Mr. Segue.
Best known for playing the eccentric kid mentored by Hugh Grant in About a Boy, Nicholas Holt, who was also in Clash of Titans, will play Beast in the new X-Men movie.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
He was in Clash of the Titans?
Yeah.
Who was he in Clash of the Titans?
Some guy in a toga.
Some guy.
With a sword.
He was the kid in About a Boy?
Yeah, he was a kid in About a Boy with Nicholas Hugh Grant.
Okay.
Standing right next to Don
I guess
Cheadle.
He wasn't that best known for it, because I don't know who the heck you're talking about.
Well, see, that's his best known role.
I'm kidding. All right. I'm sorry.
Joining him will be Scott's James McAvery from Atonement, will play Professor Xavier. Michael Fassbender will play Magneto.
Fassbender?
That's his name.
All right.
Aaron Johnson, who was the lead in Kick-Ass, will play Cyclops.
Fine.
And Alice Eve from She's Out of My League is set to portray Emma Frost. So they got the whole cast ready. It's going to be...
Guaranteed to be mediocre.
X-Men coming to a theater near
you. I thought it was going to be called Beat a Dead Horse.
Here you go. Actually, grieve at her.
Wow. Mark this time and write this time out.
Oh, my God. I'm going out and playing.
That's why it's
grieving.
X-Men 4, beating a dead whore.
Wow. That's better than Search for More Money.
That's better than Rise of the Apes.
All right. Speaking of searching for more money.
Mr. Segway.
TomTom, the company that makes GPS devices, recently signed a licensing deal with Lucasfilm to use four Star Wars characters' voices in an effort to get drivers to their destinations in the nerdiest way possible.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vader's voice.
They're going to have Darth Vader. They're going to have Darth Vader.
James L. Jones makes another check.
Hold on, Mark. We should make one. Joe Pesci telling you where to go.
That'd be terrible.
I told you, make them right.
They do have some of those. I think Snoop Dogg's done one.
There's Snoop Dogg. Michael Caine has done them.
I'm going to throw you a beating. I told you it was right.
It's going to be Darth Vader, C-3PO, Yoda, and Han Solo.
Who's going to use C-3PO?
But
Who wants to be told by that voice that they've turned the wrong way? Recalculating route.
Can I get one with Tracy Lords?
Could you see that?
Wow, okay. The whole the crickets have come back.
Tracy Lords, am I making it? Okay. They crashed the car.
Hey,
Herman, be quiet.
The whole trend started when they first got the Night Industry 2000s, voiced by William Daniels, who does the voice of Kit
died recently, didn't he?
Yes. Did he?
I hope not, because I didn't know about that until this very second.
I think I heard that he died just recently.
Well, that was then from the news desk of Hassan Godwin.
Yes, but you can never corroborate anything. The news desk of Hassan Godwin gets sued often, so we usually keep our mouths shut.
Wow, that's sad. Now, if it's
true. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. Please continue.
Well, geez, I don't know if I should go with the sad news or the big news of the day.
Just go with the big news because we haven't corroborated the sad news yet.
The big news of the day. I have mentioned this a couple times that I'm waiting for the shoe to drop on this grand experiment that Marvel Studios is doing by making a whole bunch of little movies coming all together to make one big movie. It turns out that... Oh, look, you got it already.
I got it already, good.
It has just been announced that Edward Norton will not be reprising his role as Incredible Hulk 2012 in the Avengers movie. Now, this is the kicker. This is what makes it so exciting. Marvel Studios says, our decision is definitely not one based on monetary factors, but instead rooted in the need for an actor who embodies the creativity and the collaborative spirit of our other talented cast members.
In other words, he wanted a lot more money than they were willing to offer him.
Yeah. Well, the Avengers demands players who thrive working as part of an ensemble, as evidenced by Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth who plays Thor, Chris Evans, who is a human torch who will be Captain America, Sam Jackson and Scarlett Johansson, and all of our talented cast. We are looking to announce a name actor who will fulfill these requirements and is passionate about the iconic role in upcoming weeks. So not only did they say he's not going to be in the movie, but they just slammed him as saying he is a bum.
Well, oh my God. Well, in the article I read, it said that...
That's Disney.
That said Kevin... what's his name? Feige? Who's the, who's the guy who made the statement? Said he will not be reprising his role as the Incredible Hulk. Basically saying he doesn't play well with others.
Yes, he does not play well with his friends at all.
And they're saying actually it's not monetary.
Yeah, that's what Marvel Studios are saying, that Edward Norton is a bum. But there's more.
No, he's okay. Come on.
A rep for Ed Norton says, this offensive statement from Marvel is purposely misleading, inappropriate attempt to paint our client in a negative light.
His press release can't say, we kind of feel the same way.
He's like Michael Bay,
we work for him.
But he goes on to say, here are the facts. 2 months ago, Marvel said they wanted Edward to reprise his role of Bruce Banner in the Avengers. Edward was open to the idea, met with Joss Whedon and Marvel, and they made him a financial offer to be in the film, and both sides started negotiating in good faith. Before we had come to terms on a deal, a representative from Marvel called to say that they had decided to go in another direction with the part. We accepted their decision with no hard feelings. Edward was looking forward to the opportunity to work with Joss and the other actors in the Avengers cast, many of whom are his personal friends.
Okay.
But that's a rumor franchise.
Follow up on what I was saying. It was not William Daniels.
Hooray! I feel better.
Who was the voice of Kit. He's not dead. He's 83.
All right. William Daniels was the voice of Kit.
Yes. Okay. And he's not dead. It's John Forsythe, who's the voice of Charlie.
Yeah,
I got those mixed up. Yeah, and we did.
Okay. Yeah, we did that. Yeah,
all right. Yeah. But that's why I asked. Didn't you just tell me he died? But no, it's not.
Could you imagine if he... by some chance
die tomorrow
come on no I can't imagine that and I won't imagine that
just
no,
imagine
I'm not going to hold on to that
I'm Don Cheadle just imagine it
I'm not holding the bag on that
Mark, stop looking at me.
It's what I got it's already gone I love the internet.
So we were
the internet machine is
just
my
read
friend.
And believe anything you read.
So I want to mark this day down in history as the beginning of the end for the Avengers project because Edward Norton is not going to be in the movie.
Oh, it was already ended when they chose the director.
Oh, you were ahead of me on that. Yeah. You think Josh Whedon is going to?
But they're using Norton.
That's the effective end of everything. Because I personally...
you don't like Josh Whedon.
It's not that I don't like him. I don't like his work. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, all right.
You know, he might be a great guy.
Michael Bay, you don't like.
He might pull orphans out of fires.
I got a guy that...
You know, he deserves to live. I just don't like his movies.
That goes with Michael Bay. Jerry... What's his name? Bruck?
Heimer?
Yeah, he stinks.
You know, if
the views of...
He stinks. That guy is such a bad director.
Wait. If you're gonna trash somebody, you should at least know who you're trashing.
Yeah.
What's that guy? Bomb somebody? I hate that guy.
I just showed the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah.
This guy, tell him to give it a break.
The Sorcier's Apprentice.
Yeah. Italian Sorcerer's Apprentice.
So from the desk of Hermes Inertia, Jerry Bruckheimer, take a break.
And he's doing another. Pirates of the Caribbean. Didn't he do Pirates of the Caribbean?
He's doing another Pirates of the Caribbean.
Take a break. Give it a rest.
Take a break. So he's listening right now. Take a break.
Like, I'm telling you, take a break. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't understand.
You don't understand.
I said take a break.
You got to go back.
I got to use more euphemisms over here?
Don't let me throw you a fresh one.
All right.
William Daniels is not dead, though. That's all that matters.
Yes, actually. I'm very happy that he's not dead. But with Edward Norton, he actually made a statement. This was about the whole feud that started him not being in this movie, which was in 2008 when he did the Incredible Hulk movie. He said, quote, "Every good movie gets forged through collaboration and different ideas among people who are all committed and respect the validity of each other's opinions in the heart of filmmaking." And then he says, "Regrettably, the healthy process, which is and should be a private matter, was misrepresented publicly as a dispute, quote unquote, seized on by the people looking for a good story. It has been distorted to such a degree that it risks distracting from the film itself." So he tries to take the high road, and they're like, he's a bum.
Mark, how?
Well, I mean, that's him saying that he's trying to take the high road. I mean, we don't know. You know, bottom line, it's we got two different sides of the story.
Mark, Hollywood's trying to look for a good story since the 80s.
And just going along with that.
Come on, I'm right.
Wait, he's saving it. Save it.
I'm helping you. Shut up. thank you. I'm Don Cheadle, and I'm helping you. He is so right because guess what they're remaking with Russell Brand?
What's that?
Arthur.
Yes,
that's
I heard about
right.
that.
Did you hear
that?
Yes. Not one good idea. Go ahead.
And Logan's
why
wrong.
Would you do that?
I do not know.
The role is so specifically Dudley Moore.
Right.
You know?
This is my point to the whole thing. They just don't...
I mean, who would care? In a recession, who cares about a rich millionaire who can't, you know, who misses his daddy? You know? I mean, who gives a darn about that? Why would you even remake that?
Right.
I'm sure there's some logical reason in the studio's mind.
It's the search for more money.
It's baseball.
Russell Brand's the guy from...
Get Him to the Green.
Okay.
I'm a black man. You can't outrun me. That line
was not
is...
Russell Brand.
actually looks like a woman with a beard, but it's okay.
That line is going to stay with me forever.
You shaved your beard, I just noticed. Interesting.
Why are you looking at me?
You have to see the razor. It's fine.
All right, so now we're going to get to the sad news, which could have followed William Daniels.
No.
William
Daniels lives. no fear.
Comic book writer Harvey Pekar, whose autobiographical...
Harvey Pekar, no.
Yeah.
You're not telling me
whose
this.
Whose autobiographical comic series American Splendor, which made into a 2003 Oscar-nominated film starring Paul Giamatti as...
Harvey Pekar.
Yes. Sorry. I got cut off. He had been found dead in his Ohio home last week. He had been suffering from prostate cancer, asthma, and high blood pressure and depression, and he was 70 years old. So our condolences go out to his family.
Wow.
Wow. That is sad.
Yeah, it's like he had everything
we
going
should
wrong.
Start with these.
Start with the sad
yeah,
news.
Because...
Did you notice that lull like we were...
Yeah, it just kind of brings the whole show to a crash.
We got more bad news. We're going to talk about Predators.
I blame you, Mark. Okay?
Yeah. It is sort of your fault.
Yes.
Well, that's how they do it in the news.
As the show leader, whatever happens.
Not even. They end with sports.
And in sports news...
Or car crash. And with sports
Oh, in sports news, vampires are playing baseball.
No. Who died?
Twilight?
Well done. Well done.
Who died?
George Steinbrenner.
Yes.
We know.
Yeah.
He yelled at me one time.
Yeah.
George Steinbrenner?
Yeah, my band was playing in Yankee Stadium when they won 1992. I think the World Series was 1992.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
Sure.
And he came up to the band. He said, "You're playing too loud."
So George Steinbrenner told you to shut up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you got him back.
You want to do a bit of news you got for us? You want to
I just
for us?
Have a little bit of news. B Movie Master, Roger Corman, they're releasing some of his films on DVD.
We yes. know that.
Yes. Well, we know that, but our listening audience may not.
Death Race 2000, Human
you see
Rights
what
Machine.
Why don't
you allow him to read his report there?
I'm done, pretty much.
You see what you get for helping him out? Then he stabs you in the back.
Not a dessert.
That's it? That's That was the news?
Up from the depths.
That was pretty much it. I'd just be over here on the street corner.
From the desk of...
I don't understand. I don't understand why...
In Blu-ray, too.
I don't get it. Blu-ray, really?
Yeah.
Was that from...
Starcrash. Come on, Charles. Starcrash is being released.
Was that from the desk of Herman Sinertia?
From the desk you sold of Herman Sinertia.
What the God?
All right, so we're ready.
Hold on a minute. This is my news.
All right, so we're ready for our break. We'll be right back for the radio.
Wait, hold on. This is dedicated to Mel Gibson and the Russian spies. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at mfc_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. Seen places, faces, and smile for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not in case you'd say no. To Russia I flew, but there a man I saw.
suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you.
Wow, that was hot. Now, back to our show.
And we are back with King of the Radio.
I was saying that was dedicated to Mel Gibson speaking. And the Russian spies.
Yeah, we heard
traded.
That before. The
she
break.
Sounds so disingenuous when she said
that. That was the whole...
I know that's the point, but I mean, it's so effectively... That was hot.
And that was Matt Monroe.
Can I go now, Uncle?
Yeah, it's like so hard because that's what she would have said, like, wow. Or something like, you know, when I couldn't fix a toy, she would, gee, thanks, Dad, you're the best. Yeah. And she would walk out.
Here's the box to play with.
Yeah. You are number one.
Yeah. Gee, thanks, Dad. Next time I give you something, don't sell it on eBay.
So, Charlie, you have the question of the week there for us, Charlie? Wow.
Actually, the question of the week was from another friend of mine, and it was like
you don't even have the real question.
No. It was my friend Lee Richardson who grew up.
The best.
Hello, Lee.
Yeah, and he was always asking me what it was like to grow up around Herman and his environment, because having listened to the show and having heard some of the responses from Herman, said that had to be the wildest party ever growing up with this kid. And I gotta tell you, he's not wrong. It was a festival of oh my, this is a George Takei
festival.
You guys are here too late.
Oh my. But I got to tell you, Lee, you haven't lived until you've seen Herman's house, which was one, my daughter was afraid to go. You remember that?
Yeah, that's all on eBay now.
It's not the point.
Not the house.
Not the point. The point is you would walk up and there would be all the heads from the Planet
heads?
Of the Apes and monster things on a shelf displayed in the hallway as you enter his house.
For a split
second.
Good.
Now the people really got a nice impression of me now.
For
that's great.
One split second. When you said all the heads, I'm thinking all the heads of all the actors. That was just
from the island.
I suddenly understood Herman. And
from the island.
Now it's the new.
In the jars, like in Futurama, just all the jars.
In the early days, I remember being in his apartment where he just took over the whole living room of the upstairs from his mother and father who paid the mortgage. And he just took it over. And he made it a movie theater. And with 3D's movie. And one day I'm sitting there watching The Creature from the Black Lagoon in 3D. And I realize there's other people. And I just take off my glasses and I look. And I go, what the heck are we doing here? But and I can't begin to tell
you. That's the tame stuff, right?
Yeah, that is
all the
tame
stuff.
We
can talk about on the air.
That is the tame stuff.
I had flat screens in the 70s.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you never knew when you were going to be in a movie. If you walked.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. You walked up and we had a conversation about something. Herman's like, that's great. We should make a movie. And then the next thing you know, he had all the modern gizmos and
film recording devices.
He used to be my accountant, right? And he was doing one year.
That's why he's asking this question.
And I'm the third, you know, so. Near my name, I says the third. I says, wait a minute, you didn't put the third down. He says, I'm sorry, I didn't see the crest on your shirt. But he was right, he had it right.
Yeah, Herman's very adamant about that third. The third. Herman the third.
Well, the third is
because
distinguished.
The third is distinguished, but that also says the other two before him were normal.
You know, on the desk that you had that you sold on eBay, it was actually etched, the third.
Yeah, the third. We wrote that on there. Yeah. You sold it.
Enough about talking about me.
So, from now on, and I always said, Carol is in for sainthood.
Carol wants to kill me.
The third is awesome, though.
From now on, Mark, I think you should introduce him as the third.
I almost got a third. If I had been named after my dad, I would have been the third, which would have been better. What I got, but you know, it's just
better than the second.
Then you know, obviously, I'm gonna have to say because you know, the Hassan chop.
That wouldn't have existed. that's part of it. That's part of why so and so the third would have been a better name than Hassan chop. So anyway,
that's neither here nor there. Hey, watch out.
He's still got that Elmo projector?
Yes, thank you for that question of the week.
Those are inside jokes. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Very insightful.
Yeah, so, believe me, you haven't... I haven't even touched on it.
I couldn't even imagine it.
Yeah.
I'd be exhausted.
The black abyss that is...
I'd be exhausted right now, yeah.
It's like the ultimate trip.
It's the Synergia syndrome.
And we need to do drugs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or...
I'm not saying it wasn't fun.
There you go.
But it was a blast.
It was a heck of a
ride. Thanks, Chal. Thanks, Lee.
Yes, thank you, Lee.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, and if anybody wants to have a question of the week, you can always email me at mfc_studios@hotmail.com. You can always find Herman in the black abyss that is his own mind.
If you have a flashlight.
And our own Charlie Sinertia. Wow.
The third.
Charlie Saladino is the third. Is always out the street corner right out front.
That's right.
Just ask him a question.
It will be
on the air.
He has a sign saying question. You know, 25 cents.
Please ask me a question. I'll pay you.
He's actually got like one of those quarter, those like coin bins, and he's like, I will pay you a quarter to ask me a question.
According to the question,
I'm sorry, we were moving fast enough for you.
Are we boring you?
He's off his meds. That's what the problem is.
All right. So this week, we're going to be talking about the movie...
No, we're not.
Predators. Well, at least Hassan isn't, because through a unique set of circumstances, Hassan did not see...
I want to spend the entire time you're talking going, la, 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 la.
Well, so we're going to do our best to not ruin anything for...
I would appreciate that. And anybody else who might be listening who might want to go see the film.
But I have to say, it really is kind of just straightforward. You've seen a trailer. That's pretty much the movie. It's not... There's nothing beyond that.
Yeah, but is it action-packed?
Action-packed. Who wants to feel that?
Well, it was question one.
I'll take it.
All right, he'll take it.
It's not as action-packed as a Predator movie should be.
Really?
It's very slow. I believe it's slow-moving.
Really? It's not as action-packed as the trailer might suggest it was?
The trailer is the action-packed part of that movie.
Okay.
But that's my opinion. I got two Herman, other guys here.
Yes, no? Action-packed?
This movie...
Is it action-packed?
No, it's not action-packed. Okay. It's like keeping...
He was going to go.
It's like...
Let him go. We got some time.
Can I talk about this movie?
Wait. Was it action-packed? Yes or no?
They kept Predator in secret. We know what Predator looks like.
Wow, dude. It wasn't action-packed.
Thank you. Wow. Right.
Judge Judy would have...
She'd have thrown a gavel at
him. Right. I felt it had enough action for the movie, and I didn't think it was slow paced at all. You know, as movies go, it was decent. I didn't have a problem with the amount of action or lack thereof. I think it flowed normally. The way the movie was presented... You know, people acted as they were supposed to act, you know.
I think the acting was very good. I think Brody was
okay. Yes. Really, I was going to ask that next. What about the acting?
Brody was good. I liked them. All of them was good acting, but it's just...
Every time I hear the word Brody,
Adrian Brody.
You were saying you were against him, so when you saw it, did he change your mind?
I think Adrian Brody is a fantastic actor.
He did a good job in that movie, right?
That's a reversal.
Yeah, they say he gained 25 pounds for the role, and he really was believable as the army guy.
I have to say something before I forget this.
Too late.
No. I dragged my wife
about
to see
now. Did you forget?
I dragged my wife to see it, and she was sitting down like, you know, when a woman don't want to see a film, and she's just like,
You remember?
Can you still remember a head and a hand? But the ending of this movie.
Just keeping him going.
He's on a roll.
The ending of this movie, I kept thinking Creature from the Black Lagoon because it's had that whole old classic ending. You know,
because it was like creatures.
The girl was like a lagoon. Paralyzed because you know the guy from
the damsel was in distress.
Adrian Brody was like a Richard Carlson to help him fighting Predator, but Predator's like the creature of today, you know. So that's what I liked about it.
We let him come in here on purpose. That's what always gets me, you know? Like, when he shows up, we shake his hand like we're happy to see him. You see what I'm saying? It's a joke.
I know, I got it. Next question there, son. you're concerned.
Seen the movie.
All right, well, okay, so obviously we understand the plot from the fact that this is not our planet, according to the information given in the trailers. It's not our planet. These people are fighters. Extremely talented fighters who were brought from, you know, sprinkled along the place in this wildlife reserve of the Predators.
Yes.
All right, so did it feel like it was a waste of your time?
You want to go first, Herman?
No, go ahead, Ma. All
right.
Without giving away how it ended.
it didn't end that way. I didn't say the ending.
Just like Jonah Hex, I left that movie feeling empty as if it was missing something.
Right.
You're absolutely right. I left the movie, you know, saying, was it? I actually left the movie saying, did I like it? Didn't I like it?
You didn't know.
What? I didn't know. I didn't know whether I liked it or didn't like
it. Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know. It depends what you're going to say.
No, it's Robert Rodriguez. I like his work.
Well, he produced it. They had that. No,
he directed it.
Nimrod. The guy's name is Nimrod.
Nimrod.
Right. And we're actually not being derogatory.
That's his name.
All right. So, but
Nimrod making that movie. Snatter
they try to keep
Nimrod
the,
movie.
If you want to keep this franchise going and pump new blood into it, don't only have three Predators. Have an army of Predators. You know?
Well,
do you know what not giving away too much means?
I don't care. The movie's
we
old. It's a movie theater already. You know, the movie's
no, people are listening there, Herman. And you're going to ruin the experience for many other people. You've got to think of more than you just yourself. That's what I'm saying.
It's a new movie.
It's bigger than you, man. It's bigger than you. The review is bigger than you.
No, the review's not bigger than me.
It's bigger than you.
No, because this guy Nimrod has a perfect name, right? And he's trying to make it like a new Predator movie, and the Predator had been established in four movies already.
Okay, now, actually, I mentioned this when I saw you the other day. The way it was presented, the people were not given enough information, the characters, in the movie. So it has to be established so everybody can know what's going on.
Right.
So for the movie to flow the way it did, and they just dropped in there, they don't automatically know what's going on. They have to figure it out, things move along. So it actually makes sense for them to present the Predator in the order that they did because they don't know what's going on, and they have to figure stuff out before things happen. So it actually made sense for that to be presented in that way.
He was playing off like a Lost episode at the beginning. Then
it
became
it
most dangerous
shot,
game.
It was shot in Hawaii, so...
Everything shot in Hawaii has to be a mystery.
Yes.
Apparently.
Like
Jurassic Park.
The biggest problem that I have with the movie is the premise itself. Obviously, you know, all these people are handpicked and they brought to this reserve, and that's the problem I have.
Which they don't really follow through with.
Predator picks them. The Predators.
Right, but that's the problem. That's the problem I'm having. That means for this movie to make any kind of sense, it would imply that the Predators are just running around, watching people, figuring out, picking and choosing who is best, because they also had
from all planets.
Yeah, they had one of the people there was a convict who's on death row. And that was one of the characters. So I'm sitting there thinking, were the Predators watching him on TV in death row, watching him in the prison?
Right.
And then
right,
they decide to go and pull him out with.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's like suspension of disbelief.
I couldn't get past that premise that they're sneaking around, handpicking people, as opposed to just grabbing.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
how
did the original Predator know where exactly on Earth to land so that he knew he would be in various firefights and then get into a hand-in-hand combat with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I think it's because he went to a place where there was a war going on, and he's like, hey, there's a war going on here. There's a battalion.
But how did he know where the war, that there was a war going around? Stuff. There you go.
But he doesn't. He wasn't watching Arnold Schwarzenegger specifically. He was just saying, there's a war going on, there's a group of people going on, let me go in there.
But if he could do that, why couldn't he do that? Why couldn't they get specific?
I cannot get my I cannot wrap my head around that that premise that there's that they're watching the four of us right now. All right, which one of these guys is the best? And they're gonna us out.
Yeah,
and then drop us.
They ain't watching us.
So you know the predators are gonna go through all the trouble to break into a maximum security prison, right. And this guy's on death row. Just suck them out. That just it just is beyond.
Could you imagine the disbelief of the guy on the switch?
Like he's kind of a.
He was just tied up here.
Yeah.
Did you all see that? But
let's get back to the first Predator.
Andy, wait! I just have to
finish your thought.
I have to finish my thought, which I completely forgot. So let's get back to the first Predator.
All right, the first Predator had substance. My wife said this picture didn't have substance, and she's not a science fiction fan. All right, but she's seen a lot of science fiction movies, hanging out with me.
The first one had substance.
The first one did have substance because they were going to Guatemala, and to rescue prisoners of war. Right, Outer Limits episode. It was an Outer Limits of a hunter. Yeah, with a boomerang. You're right.
Yeah, he's referring to Tom.
Tom was talking to. Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne was talking to him. Predator.
Yes, no. Definitely going to have cheese tonight. Yes, no.
But the first Predator had turkey's better. Had substance. The first Predator had substance because they were rescuing prisoners of war. And when Arnold Schwarzenegger let go of that generator from the Jeep, was working the generator, action throughout the whole film, right?
Yeah,
but they were commandos, and that picture already had substance, and now they were the best of the best.
What gave it substance?
The what do you call it? All these commando guys know they were up against.
That's premise. What's the substance?
The director was great.
No,
what was
substance.
His name?
Substance is actual. Meat of actual story, actual details and information. That's
the meat of the story.
Of
he
characters.
Was a hunter from another planet.
Well, okay, so that's the same thing with this new one.
That's why he was established. Let's do something different.
But you said there's no substance to it,
right? Because we've been through it in Predator 1.
That doesn't mean that's not substance. That's just redundancy.
Right. Okay. Well, I take that back.
All right. Fight's over.
Okay, and having said that, I, as the Don Cheadle,
hello, Don Cheadle.
Hello. I was going to say, for that movie, it was going along where I can accept things, and then one thing happened, which I cannot tell you, but that was the point that...
Deal breaker.
Jumped the shark for me.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. I said...
Rodriguez has a habit of making movies that have these great ideas and usually have these great beginnings. And I'm thinking Desperado. I'm also thinking Once Upon a Time in Mexico. And then they just kind of come apart. You know?
Charlie's talking about The Karate Kid meets Predator.
Oh, it's Herman.
Crouching Tiger meets Predator.
I did not have a problem with that, actually.
I did.
I had a big problem with that.
They always got to put karate in film. Kids don't want to do karate today. They carry guns today, kids.
Nobody wants to do karate anymore.
Except
Will Smith's son, who's
but he's doing
he
kung
is
fu.
The karate kid.
But he's doing kung fu.
Well, who's to say the kid in the Predator wasn't doing kung fu?
I could just see the breakfast table. Gee, Dad. I don't want to do karate anymore.
I'd rather carry
Could you buy me a gun?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mr. Sinertia says that nobody cool does karate anymore.
Right.
Therefore, I must carry guns
we need
around.
To I would like a Glock
F-16. Yeah.
Auto.
On my 16th birthday.
Yes.
Jumping the shark moment, there was a couple of
you shouldn't really
unbelievable
dispel jumping the shark moments.
No, I'm just saying. There's a couple of unbelievable moments, but I let those pass because of the premise that I was set up. I mean, there's a couple of things like, yeah, it's a little much. That's a little much, but...
All right, so did you like it?
I cannot recommend the movie.
Really? So that's technically a no. That's a technical no. What about you?
Somebody asked me, should I go see it? And I said, just wait for the DVD and make your own.
So that's a technical maybe.
Yeah, that's a technical no if I say wait for the DVD. This way you can.
Yeah, but you're still saying see it. Just see it in your own home where you can't hurt anybody after you've seen
and
it.
And you could shut it off and go away. You know?
It's no Avatar. Take a bathroom break. It's no Transformers 2. It's no Jonah Hex.
Avatar, we didn't hate, but I was on that place for 9 months. So
no, not that Avatar, Airbender.
Don't call it Avatar.
It's called Avatar. Like don't Airbender.
No, it's not.
Cameron,
it's called The Last Airbender.
Well,
the name has been changed.
The Last Airbender. It's no, The Last Airbender. It's no Transformers.
For the purpose of our radio show, you can't call it Avatar because people are going to think you're talking about James Cameron's film.
Yes. All right. Fine.
I'm just saying.
So it's no, but it's not as bad as any of those three.
But it's a technical. You got your end. That's a technical no. Charlie has a technical, a technical maybe that
really
kind of slides into a no.
Yeah.
I think the DVD is going to
Mr. Sinertia, who's going to about to go into a soliloquy that has nothing to do with
DVD,
anything I'm about to ask.
The DVD
him.
Is going
to
be great on Predator because I think we're going to see more Predators. And I can't say I didn't like the film, but I could say I could take this title two ways because the humans could be Predators too. See. There's not enough.
Is that a yes or no? Do you like the movie or you do not like
it? It's a question mark.
It can't be a question.
Why?
It's a yes
or
no answer. It's a yes or no answer.
No, I think it'll work on DVD.
Technical no?
Would you recommend it to anybody else to go see in a theater, right? Would you tell us on a go see?
Yeah, Predator fans.
So it's a technical yes.
I wouldn't even think Predator fans would like that movie.
How do you know?
Are you a Predator fan, Mark?
Did you see Predator?
You're not. You're not a Predator fan.
I'm not a Predator fan.
So then there you go. What about you, Charlie?
And also, you got to remember, I loved the first movie because it was the first time this premise was showed. And now you got the other Search for More Money Predators.
The Search for More Money.
And you're aware of what's...
The comic book.
Yeah, you're aware of what the Predator is.
But in
the first one, you didn't know. And it was pretty cool to see this guy hopping from...
Right.
And all you see is the blur and you go,
Kevin
oh my
Peter
God.
Hall, I think, was the,
yeah.
Predator. Tom was saying there was Predator's not really an original concept. It was a remake of a Outer Limits episode and another movie.
Is this a private conversation you're having with
John? Well, yes, we're not talking to you guys.
Another movie in the 80s or the late 70s without warning.
Yeah. Well, nothing is really, really a...
Original.
Somebody always gets something, like we always say, the Cinderella story, boy meets girl.
No, Transformers 2 was original. It's the original turd. It was an astounding turd.
All right, so there's...
It was original because they didn't have a story.
It's a multi-million
we're
dollar...
We're only talking about movies with stories, okay?
Right.
There you go.
I remember the experience I had watching the first Predator because I was about to go to camp like the week after.
Yeah.
So it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah,
and then plus I didn't want to go to camp because I never liked to go to sleepaway camp, so I was all depressed because camp was coming up and I was one of those people who dwelled on it and didn't know how to live in the moment. So not only that, but then I went to see a movie about people in the woods being killed by invisible monsters with claws.
And then after that you saw Friday the 13th, right?
Yes. I went there was a double feature.
But
went straight to see Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the camp thing was
Sleepaway Camp.
Sleepaway Camp. And it came from the Black Lagoon. We had an all-nighter. Anything that looked took place in the woods where kids got killed, I went to see it.
That's what your parents were like, this looks good. Jungle stuff in it. He'll like it.
Why is he so upset? Every day he goes away to camp. He's crying like a little baby.
Here, son, go see this. It's about camp. You'll love it.
I think the best way to sum up this movie is that it could have been on TV. It didn't have a grand feel. It didn't have a movie feel.
Oh, exactly. It didn't feel epic.
There
HBO
you go.
Large.
There you
did
go.
You like did anybody like the second Predator?
No.
With
Danny
Glover?
I never saw the second Predator.
I never saw the second one.
You just said no.
No, I thought you meant Predator versus Alien versus Predator, the second one.
I love the second one, actually. The second Alien versus Predator. Because they killed the kid, and it's always good whenever they kill the kid. I'm just saying. The little boy is like, whenever you're in a horror movie and it's PG-13, you know the kid is going to be fine. So by making it rated R, you're like, wow, this kid actually could get killed. Oh, wow, he got killed like the beginning of the movie. Yeah. It was so awesome, he got killed twice. That's how awesome it was.
You know what ruined Predator 2? You know what ruined Predator 2? Bugs Bunny. I'm sorry, Gary Busey.
And the Dead Silence.
No, he ruined that film. That guy is...
We shouldn't have Dead Radio Air Silence.
No, I'm sorry. He ruined that film.
But he didn't ruin Lethal Weapon. Just to re...
Right. That's the first...
Just to re, you know, get his acting career
he
on.
He was the albino jackrabbit. That's
yes, right, okay.
Albino jackrabbit.
So we have, what we have, folks, is ruined Predator 2, was good in Lethal Weapon.
So, getting back to my point, I think it's important to have a rated R horror movie.
Predator, I think the Predator versus Alien, the second Predator versus Alien, is the first time I heard that, you know, as an African-American... I was in the community while watching it, and it's the first time I heard that black people had started blaming other black people in horror movies for getting killed for being in the horror movie in the first place. Because the guy fell in the pool and got murdered by the aliens, and then the three people in the audience were like, "That's what you get for being a black man in the Predator movie." So that's where that trend started, and I've heard it a ton of times since then, and I really think it's a positive development for my people to blame the victim. You know, it takes some responsibility. You know, you're in the Predator movie. You're getting killed.
Yeah,
you know that.
I blame them.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's it. It's their fault.
But the time frame in Predator 2, was that flying saucer there before Predator 1 in L.A.? Was it embedded?
Since I haven't seen the second Predator, I cannot say what point does this movie take place.
You know what I mean?
It supposedly takes place afterwards.
Well, but like during part two or after part two?
Of you're talking about the original two, Predator.
Yes, Predator
yeah, it takes place afterwards because they reference the first one in the second movie.
Right.
They talk about exactly what the encounter, and they talk about the blast radius of the weapon that he used, and that's why Danny Glover actually stops him from using it in the second one.
But that doesn't necessarily mean, based on seeing the actual movie, if that's the only reference point, it could be at the same time.
It has to be a couple of days after because the end of Predator 1 he used the weapon.
No, so wait, so in Predator 2 it was right after Predator 1?
I'm just saying that Predator 2 takes place sometime after the first one.
Yeah, right.
No, but we're saying this movie, Predators, what point in time does it take place?
I'm talking about Predator 2.
I'm talking about Danny Glover.
Who knows? I wouldn't know. Did they make any reference to
either? They mentioned the first one.
So maybe probably the same time.
Which
No, he said. They said in 87.
Actually, Robert Rodriguez said that they actually do mention that it's in conjunction with the second one, with the many predators you see in the second one.
Oh, okay.
Because there's more than one predator in Predator 2. Yes, there's about 7 or 8 of them.
But maybe you know, I should go
the older Predator.
It's not a bad movie, and it's the first one. It's the first movie that makes a reference about the aliens because in the ship they have
the
skull.
Head. Problem I had with Predator 2, which is why I didn't see it, is because I'm like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny Glover? Like, I couldn't...
But it's not really about... It's not the
about
first
muscle.
The first one was a mano a mano. The second one was inner city, you know, war zone. And, you know...
So that's just one of my little quirks.
Well, those are your quirks. You also think Shia LaBeouf's your personal enemy. So.
Shia! Shia! I know you're out there.
He used the log to kill Predator in the first Predator. He wasn't all about muscle.
Yeah, actually, Danny Glover actually killed his mano a mano. Well, mano a mano.
Yeah.
And the mano.
And he's a black man. He didn't die in Predator.
Man to man.
That's true. He is a black man. How come he didn't die in Predator?
Because he had an ironclad contract. He was also in the Lethal Weapon movies.
Yeah,
so he was able
with
to...
He got Bugs Bunny.
Yes, he got grandfathered in.
That's a little tied to,
to the other franchise.
Right, so, Herman, we'll let you go first with your final thought of the movie. He gives me that deer in headlight look.
All right.
Final thought about the movie.
I don't know. It had like a 1950 ending of the B-Monster movies. Well, I'm not going to say B-Monster. They're classics. So I give it a plus for that one.
Okay, Charlie, final thought on the movie?
I didn't like it because Rula Lenska didn't see it.
I say if you have nothing else better to see, you should go see it. Otherwise, just tons of movies out there that are way better.
Tons of good movies
out there. And if you want to see some crap out there, too,
tons of good movies out there. You're right.
Hassan?
Yeah, Twilight.
So did we convince you either way to see it or not to see it?
No.
Fought that.
So that does it for this week. If you missed any part of this show, you can always go on to places such as iTunes or Podcast Planet and listen to us live on tape. Yeah, and you can always make sure you catch us here next week at 12 Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. You can always go to www.itcamefromradio.com. You can talk to us on there, and we'll see you next week.
I gotta go buy my kid a gun.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.